Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of sharp insights from the world of marketing, media, and technology. Today, we're diving into a set of stories that show just how much the ground is shifting beneath our feet. Whether it's the collapse of digital media giants, the missteps of marketers with Gen X, or the latest experiments in documentary storytelling on TikTok. Let's get into it. First up, from Adweek, the digital media landscape is undergoing a seismic shift. This month, we saw the end of an era as both BuzzFeed and Vox Media, the two companies that once defined digital native publishing, were dismantled in the same news cycle. BuzzFeed, which was valued at $1.7 billion at its peak, has spent the last year auctioning off its brands, culminating in a $20 million sale to Byron Allen. Vox Media, meanwhile, agreed to sell New York Magazine, Vox, and its podcast network to Looper Systems for $300 million, with Penske Media circling the rest of the portfolio in an all-or-nothing bid. These fire sale exits echo the fate of other digital darlings like Vice, which filed for bankruptcy last year after being valued at $5.7 billion in 2017, and Business Insider, which has seen layoffs and strategy pivots amid declining fortunes. The narrative is that Facebook and Google killed referral traffic, programmatic advertising collapsed margins, and AI is now consuming what's left. But the deeper truth is that these companies were always ad-supported media businesses, not tech unicorns. Their valuations were based on the hope of technology scale returns, but when stripped of growth hacks and proprietary CMS systems, they were left with the economics of traditional media. In contrast, legacy publishers like The New York Times, The Atlantic, and The Wall Street Journal have thrived by focusing on subscriptions and direct reader revenue. Meanwhile, The Guardian US just posted its most profitable year ever, with 71% of its revenue from reader donations. The lesson: sustainable media is built on real value for real people, not just viral reach. Switching gears, a fascinating piece from Adweek highlights a growing blind spot in marketing, Gen X. According to new research from Curian Insights, 93% of Gen Xers feel that brand messaging misses them entirely. The study, which surveyed 7,000 Americans aged 50 and up, found that most believe brands focus too much on younger audiences. Only 6.5% said that marketing for the 50-plus crowd feels authentically designed for them. Yet, nearly half of adults over 50 are the final household decision-makers in major categories like clothing, household goods, and food and beverages, representing trillions of dollars in spending power. The problem: marketers, often younger themselves, tend to lump Gen X in with boomers and target them with ads for reverse mortgages and incontinence products, missing the mark entirely. Gen X, once overlooked for being a small cohort, now accounts for about $5 trillion in US consumer spending and is leading global spending through 2033. As Curian's report puts it, the 50-plus consumer is not aging out of relevance. Brands are aging out of alignment. On the employment front, another Adweek article brings a counterintuitive insight about AI in hiring. While there's a common narrative that AI is taking jobs from new graduates, the reality is more nuanced, and perhaps more troubling for businesses. The most AI-fluent people in the workforce, typically the youngest cohort, are being filtered out before they even land a job. The unemployment rate for recent college graduates hit 5.6% in March 2026, much higher than the national average, with 41.5% underemployed. Many companies are using AI as a rationale for headcount cuts, but few are actually redesigning roles to integrate AI effectively. Only 37% of executives have reassessed job responsibilities in light of AI, according to Littler's 2026 survey. The result is that companies are losing out on the ground-level fluency that young workers bring, fluency that's critical for successful AI adoption. Studies show that multi-generational AI project teams report much higher productivity than less diverse teams. Companies like IBM and McKinsey are bucking the trend, increasing entry-level hiring and redesigning roles to leverage AI, while others, like Klarna, have had to reverse course after quality suffered. The takeaway: Curiosity and real-world experience with AI are more valuable than ever, and companies that double down on entry-level hiring may be the ones to watch. Now, let's talk about the intersection of technology, media, and storytelling. Paris Hilton's 1111 Media just debuted a new multi-part documentary on TikTok called Searching for Mr. Deepfakes. Created by technology journalist Laurie Segal and her studio Mostly Human Media, the film follows a three-year investigation into the operator of a deepfake platform that once drew 17 million monthly visitors before being shut down. What's groundbreaking here is the format. Instead of a traditional long-form documentary, the film is being released in short, socially native installments directly on Hilton's TikTok account, which boasts over 200 million followers. This approach aims to combine the rigor of investigative journalism with the reach of creator-driven platforms, sidestepping the discovery challenges that plague traditional documentaries. For Hilton, it's also a personal mission. She's been an advocate against non-consensual deepfakes and has lobbied for legislation to protect victims. The big question is whether vertical video and social-first distribution can sustain investigative storytelling, but for now, 1111 Media and Mostly Human are staking their claim in a space the rest of the industry is just beginning to explore. Finally, a story from Adweek's TV Newser brings us into the world of broadcast journalism and editorial independence. Sharon Alfonsi, a correspondent with CBS News for nearly 20 years and a fixture on 60 Minutes, is out after her contract was allowed to lapse. This comes after a controversy involving Bari Weiss, the network's editor-in-chief, who temporarily pulled Alfonsi's story about the Trump administration deporting Venezuelan men to a maximum security prison in El Salvador. Alfonsi claims she was penalized for refusing to sanitize factually accurate reporting, and says the decision sends a chilling message about editorial independence at CBS News. She alleges that the wall separating editorial and corporate interests is being methodically torn down. Alfonsi's story, which had been screened and cleared by network attorneys, eventually aired with only minor changes. Her departure follows Anderson Cooper's recent exit from the program as well, raising questions about the future direction of 60 Minutes and the broader culture at CBS News. That's it for today's brief. As these stories show, the worlds of media, marketing, and technology are being rewritten in real time, sometimes by necessity, sometimes by miscalculation, and sometimes by bold experimentation. Whether you're thinking about your next campaign, your hiring strategy, or where to tell your brand story, the lesson is clear. Stay curious, stay nimble, and never underestimate the power of real value and real connection. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.